CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with David Francie. He's a Canadian folk singer. He's a three-time Juno winner, and he has 11 albums, is it, today?
11 today, yeah.
Wow, okay. And very exciting. You're coming to the Piggery Theatre in North Hatley this Friday, and that is May 13th, so that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time for me. I love playing the Piggery. I always have enjoyed that theatre, and every time we play there, there's an awful lot of friends in the audience, so it's, you know, we've been there for a long time, and they're unfortunate enough that they come out to see me, so I'll be looking forward to seeing a lot of friends tomorrow.
That's great. So I was going to ask you, you do look out in the audience sometimes and see some familiar faces from your past when you lived in Aerscliff?
It's a great time to see everybody. I, with a tour schedule like ours, you're there at night and you're gone, and, you know, you arrive somewhere just before sound check. I play the gig and leave, so I'll see some people before the show and some afterwards, and it'll be a great time to catch up. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Sounds great. Now, tell us about the show. Will you be promoting your latest album, Empty Train?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole idea. We'll be on tour now, it's the middle of February, so the Death Valley show will be our second last show on the tour, so it's been quite a long haul. We've been home for exactly 1 week in the midst of it, and I'll be grateful to get home, but it's been a lot of fun, and we've been playing most of the record at the show, and then a lot of stuff that people like and you know, want to hear, so mix it up with the old stuff.
Good. So there's going to be some of the old stuff. Now, I was reading about the new album. It's very interesting. It's intriguing. And tell us about how you got the idea, a little bit about the album.
The last album I put out was a very introspective thing, and I liked it very much, and it was very well received. This one is even better received because I think it's more observational than anything else. So all the songs on the album are stories of basically what I've seen going on over the years and written about them. So I think people are recognizing themselves in the songs, and I've seen similarities to their own lives in the songs, and I think the stories I picked were pretty intriguing. So I'm grateful for you to say that, that's for sure. But it's been kind of well received, I have to say. I'm a bit surprised at how well it's been received, and I'm delighted to say at least.
Okay, well, that's great. I was really intrigued by it, too. I know we have two on our playlist right now, Holy Ground, and I love that song. And did you really meet this person?
For real, man.
Okay.
He was this amazing old guy, and I said, okay, he's quite my age now. You know?
Okay.
He's a retired guy, and he was a football coach, and he was on his way to the, this is really rare, but he was on his way to the Holy Land. We're both flying down to Los Angeles Airport from Northern California, and he was on the way to the Holy Land. He was on a pilgrimage, but primarily what he really wanted to do was do these little magic tricks that he learned from our boys and girls. He says, I see those little old boys and girls on TV, and I just feel that their lives, they're missing an awful lot of joy, and I just want to bring them like a half an hour's joy and peace in the midst of all that. I think, you don't meet a person like that every day, so he really captured my imagination. He's a lovely man, and he's the first person I've ever met who was actually on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So he made quite an impression on me, and never did forget him, and I wrote a song up pretty much that day, actually. I did a great thing in Montreal Airport.
Yeah, it's a very moving song. It's probably why it caught my attention. And the other one we're playing is the title track. So,
Empty Train, yeah. I love that song, actually. And it ended up being the title track because it just turned out so well. The boys just took the lights out on that one. And it's a nice, you feel a bit of a drive to it. And I think people can probably sympathize with the sentiment in the song. So it's been a real fun. So we've been doing it, and a song that we really enjoy playing. And I have the Bible boys with me. I have Mike Westberg on guitar, Chris Fuller on banjo, Tom Mullen on everything else. And, it's Dallas who joins us. We all get along with the House of Fire. And, we're coming to the end of a tour that's been lasting months, and we've never fallen out once. And we've done time across the country doing that. So these are my best friends in the world. But I got the tour with them, and it can't get much better than that.
That's amazing. And I was reading that the album was recorded in a rustic cabin north of Havelock, Ontario.
That's right.
Okay, so that must have been quite something.
Oh, it was great, yeah. And the other people probably don't realize it. When I first started, we're still playing together. And Wow. We started that record.
Okay.
Well, we set up a studio in Bunch Brothers and let's see another one. So we all chat with them about and tell you the great time.
Okay, great. Now, do you have any favorite song that relates to you on the album? Any song more than the others? Or?
I do, actually. My favorite song on the album is a song called Fool. And it's a very autobiographical song.
Okay.
Autobiographical song. It's basically about, you know, I chase girls down rabbit holes, you know, and lost the bear there in the dark and pop to the surface again. And what was happening there? How did I manage to do that again? And find it. Thought about that particular feeling, you know, and that is my favorite song on the record, but I just couldn't name it Fool because I just didn't see my name up to a big poster that's doing it for MC's Fool. So I ended up going down the train.
Okay, interesting. Your parents, your family immigrated from Scotland, and you've been here quite a while, I guess. You've gone hitchhiking all across Canada. You've worked in the Toronto rail yards, the Yukon bush, and also the Eastern Townships construction site. So what actually brought you, what motivated you to come to the townships?
Well, my best friend in the world motivated me to come to the townships. His name is Ian McGregor. And, is my favorite human on earth, and I came down to work with Ian. I was working high-rise construction in Toronto at the time, and I was quite enjoying it, but there's an awful lot of wheel and cement and working at jackhammers, so, the best, it wasn't something you could look at yourself doing when you're 50, you know, so I got in touch with Ian. I came down to visit Ian and Berlin with Beth, my wife, and we fell in love with the township, simple as that, driving through Magog, and you know, it was February, and it was just stunningly beautiful. And we decided that if we're going to move anywhere, that would be a good place to move. So,
that's nice.
How it ended up.
Yeah, it's a nice compliment for the townshippers. So I think your performance is even more special because you lived in the townships. And you actually, at 45, you started your career. That's amazing.
Yeah, down in the townships, it all happened in the townships.
It did? Okay.
Tremendous support from Ian and from the rest of the crew on the site. I love my job in construction with them. I truly did. They supported the music all the place that Stephen Harvey and Archer, we were all the guys I worked with. And, that was a good part of me actually taking a shot at music as opposed to not even trying it. And if I didn't have their support, I wouldn't have done it. Certainly my wife is the main mover and shaker and all of that. But, I had tremendous support from friends in the townships too. And it's always going to be the place that I think I enjoyed the most living the most. I just loved it there.
Okay, well, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, David?
Just very grateful for the interview. Thank you so much, Marie. And as I said, it's always special for me to go back to townships. It's the one place on earth outside of the village of Lamar, where I was born, where I actually feel like I'm going home. And that means a lot to me.
Well, thanks very much, and looking forward to seeing the show on Friday.
Yeah, the folks of the Tigre are unbelievable, and you know, all these astonishing people, and what they do is just amazing.
It is amazing. It's a wonderful place. Yeah.
Fantastic people to play for, and people like that in the community, they keep it all happening, and they're just lovely people, what can you say?
They are hard workers, and it's a great place to go. It's very relaxing. The acoustics are great. Well, thanks very much again, David, and all the best.
Thank you very, very much, and all the best to you as well.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my, what a fool I've been. Oh, my, what a fool I've been. I've been dragged around by my heart again. Oh, my, what a fool I've been. Oh, my, the mess I've made.